Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So happy Friday. So some of you guys are really, really up on TV shows, and like House of Dragons is going to be coming out, the new Game of Thrones prequel. That's coming out August 21st, so we'll keep you guys posted on that. They go back a couple hundred years from before Game of Thrones and go to the Targaryen family, and but we'll talk about that another day. But one show that I've been seeing, which I find fascinating, and I think it's very good. There's been a lot of mixed reviews on it, but I think it's fantastic, is the show The Offer. Now, The Offer is a show that, in you know, thank God I saw a commercial for it once, because otherwise I would have never known about it until our friends brought it up when we went to dinner a while ago. And it basically goes back to Albert Ruddy, who was the producer of The Godfather, the surroundings of how all the chaos that went behind making The Godfather movie. And the Godfather movie, that was just a little bit before my time. And when I was a young kid, I really wasn't allowed to watch it because my parents didn't let me watch rated R movies, and I couldn't see, you know, adult content, especially with a severed horse's head. And so, you know, by the time I saw it when I was older, I was already into the Arnold Schwarzeneggers and the Bruce Willises and all that, that I thought Godfather was good, but I didn't appreciate it for what it was, as people did when it came out in, I think, 1972. But the story behind it, and now the more I see it, the more I go, okay, wow, that was a good movie. But again, it was just a little bit before my time. But the Godfather series, I don't think they ever should have done a third. I thought the second Godfather was fantastic, but, you know, sometimes these sequels, they just take it too far. But the first Godfather movie was really groundbreaking. And what is fascinating about The Offer is they go back to the behind the scenes of all the chaos it took to make that happen. And it shows how so many things could have gone wrong because you have suits or executives that are idiots. And they make decisions they believe are logical and business savvy, and then they try to make a decision and it could completely ruin the movie. And so this movie kind of highlights the fact that artistry comes first. That's a different take on it. And I get there's realities to making movies, there's realities to doing projects at work and all that. But if the artistry is allowed to have, you know, one of the priorities in terms of their say, it is amazing at what could happen. And it looks like Francis Ford Coppola really gets a lot of credit for the artistry because he, you know, wanted the scene in Sicily, you know, where Al Pacino's character, Michael Corleone, you know, loses his wife and all that other stuff. So Francis Ford Coppola, you see him busting his butt. You see Al Ruddy, him busting his butt. Bob Evans, who was running Paramount at the time. And so it's a fantastic story. They do interweave it with the mob. And it highlights how the mob was very intrusive in the beginning of the show being made. And I'm not going to do any spoilers, but Joe Colombo, who's played by Giovanni, hold on, let me give credit where credit's due, because he was fantastic. I don't know if I have, oh my gosh, he was in Friends and Saving Private Ryan. Sorry, I can't, let me see. Yeah, Giovanni Ribisi. He did a fantastic Joe Colombo. You had a Joe Gallo in there. So it introduced the 1970s mob characters in New York and how they originally did not want the movie to happen because they didn't want to be portrayed in a bad light. And then some of the things that happened was pretty dramatic. Now, many people think that a lot of the parts of the story are fake. There are some things that were fake. that were added in there. I also think they're not really using 70s terminology. You know, we don't really want to hear a lot of groovy and jive turkey and those types of terms. So they do use a lot of, you know, current dialogue, you know, when they're complaining about things. But there was a lot of realism. And even though they did add some things to the story that didn't happen per se, again, this isn't a documentary. This is a dramatic I don't want to say reincarnation, but it's an adaptation of all that happened with The Godfather. But I bring up the realism part. Why I find it realistic is many of us, you know, we've worked at jobs where, you know, we know what our coworkers do, and we know, but we believe that the behind the scenes is done in a very methodical, logical way. And what you see with The Offer is what I have seen in my 40 years in corporate America, where, oh my gosh, it was like that in the 70s. And my guess, it was probably like that in the 40s. And my guess, it was probably like that in the 1800s, where you have complete, you know, and I don't want to say they're idiots. They're good in their own lane, but they intervene in somebody else's lane, or they think that because they're good at this, they're good at everything, and it just doesn't work that way. And see, being a physician, we learn that early on. All right, and a lot of us doctors have to be put in our places, where you'll have an internist, or you'll have a gynecologist, or you'll have a surgeon, and then they will give an opinion on something that's not in their specialty. Now, they might know something about it, but the reason why we have specialists and the reason why we have all these different doctors and fields is because you can't be good at everything. You know, people call family medicine doctors jack of all trades, masters of none. Not entirely. Family medicine, their specialty is on the family. Their specialty is the relationship between illness and you know, the outside world, their environment, how to use the family to get people to improve their health. So we all have specialties, but we also have to learn that if you try to mess with somebody else's lane, if you get into somebody else's lane, you can really screw something up. And so I found that fascinating in The Offer, because it shows that, you know, there's chaos. It also showed that in order for things to get done, it isn't just everything is on the up and up. I mean, in this movie, they had to work with the mob. And from what we understand in the true story, yeah, the mob was involved. Now, it wasn't something that was highly publicized, you know, to the degree that you'd think it would be. Now things are a lot more transparent. But, you know, we think, okay, well, you know, the mob, they're, you know, the mob is just an entity and nobody works with them unless they're in that grain or in that arena. You know, when I told you that Vegas was run by the mob, you know, that's not just an hyperbole. That's, you know, that's real. And you know, when you have these entities that run things a certain way, you know, other corporations and stuff have to figure out how to hybrid that. It's fascinating. So, me, 5 stars for The Offer. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So President Biden has COVID. Sounds like he's doing well. They have a little bit of updates on his health, which I'll share with you. And it's fascinating how people are so, so worried about President Biden. And you think, oh, this is so nice. They're really worried about the president. No, they're really worried about Kamala Harris being president. So, you know, but it is nice to see Republicans and Democrats concerned about the president's health, you know, even though the reasons might be, you know, not as ideal. But he is our president. We want him to do well. We don't want anybody to, you know, fall from any illness. And so my hopes of Biden conquering this are extremely genuine. It's not because I'm afraid that Kamala Harris will be president. Even though that is a fear, that's not what drives me as a physician to want somebody to improve. So the White House has released a photo of Biden. Biden now finally has a mask. Okay, so they figured that out. Remember I told you it's his team that also has some major issues? I know Biden has had issues with his gaffes and memory and shaking. Twice he went to shake somebody's hand that wasn't there, so you wonder if he's hallucinating or having vision issues. Not sure what the heck is going on there. But, you know, his staff really leave a lot to be desired. And I don't want to insult any one person, but, you know, President Biden gets diagnosed with COVID, and then they immediately have a press release. They have him, you know, behind a microphone talking to people. And I get he was outside and all that, but, you know, if you were, you know, kind of forcing the mask mandates and forcing people to stay off work for COVID, it's not a good look for you to be without a mask and, you know, for you to, you know, look like, okay, well, I get to go back to work, you know, when most of us couldn't go back to work. So, there just has to be some consistency. But, you know, it is a on the flip side, showing that he is still working and doing his duties does provide a sense of relief that he's doing okay with COVID. You know, when Trump had COVID, he did a videotape of him, a recording. He did look a little skinnier. He did look a little weathered. And it was a much realistic look because people who have COVID, they don't really feel that good or look that good. And he actually had to be in Walter Reed Hospital for a little bit. It was a scary time. He got Trump got monoclonal antibodies because obviously they didn't have Paxlovid or vaccines at the time. And then Trump made it. And, you know, he went out there to show everybody he's fine, he's strong. And everybody said, oh, why is he going outside? Why is he being around Secret Service? What's going on here? I think now, you know, the Biden administration realizes that, you know, Trump did some things that obviously they're following. Let's get out there. Let's show that we're strong, that we're still in power, that, you know, we don't need to, you know, put the vice president temporarily in our place. You know, we got this. So according to Dr. Kevin O'Connor, he says President Joe Biden's COVID symptoms have improved. The things are morphing. With COVID, things morph. So his voice is a little deeper. The cough is a little now more loose. But as I said before, Biden would have to be taken off a couple of his medications if he was going to be put on Paxlovid. And it looks like they did take him off the his Crestor, which is the rosuvastatin, but they also took him off his Eliquis, the apixaban that we use, that he is on to prevent stroke from his atrial fibrillation. Remember I said I was a little worried, you know, even though COVID is mild, if the president is at risk for stroke because of his atrial fibrillation, and COVID can cause strokes because of the hypercoagulable state, having to go off your blood thinner is a little concerning. Now, they're putting him on aspirin as an alternative type of blood thinner. Hopefully, he doesn't have any atrial fibrillation events, and, you know, they really do need to watch his heart, because as I told you, atrial fibrillation, rather than you having a nice pump of the heart like a ba-boom, 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 the electricity with atrial fibrillation is erratic. So the heart goes boop, ba-doop, beep, boop, ba-doop, boop, 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 and so it doesn't get a nice, good pump as rhythmically as somebody with a normal sinus rhythm. So if the blood doesn't pump out on a regular basis and it sloshes around, it coagulates. And then it can make a stroke when finally the heart does pump, and it will still, you know, because the body does need cardiac output. If not, you pass out or you die. So for those who have milder atrial fibrillation, that's still allowing there to be some cardiac output, by the time the heart does pump, it could pump to the brain the clot. So that's why we have you on blood thinners when you have atrial fibrillation. But because of the Paxlovid, he has to be off of it. This is according to Dr. Kevin O'Connor. Now, let me just really quickly here. I told you guys about the statin. I told you about Viagra. I told you about St. John's Wort. I told you about how even Xanax and Valium are on the list. I heard they might have made some updates, so I want to update that in terms of the medications, because there's a lot of medications you can't take if you are on it. There's antiarrhythmics you can't take, like the amiodarone. If you can't be on an antiarrhythmic, that can put you at risk of stroke because now you have an abnormal rhythm. Can't take colchicine. It's an anti-gout medication. Aflozosin, which is an alpha and adrenal receptor antagonist. Antipsychotics, certain antipsychotics like clozapine, can't be on. If you're on certain benign prostatic hyperplasia medications like silodosin, can't be on that. Some immunosuppressants, some migraine medications, some steroids, you can't be on, that there's drug interactions. And then certain SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and then certain sedatives, as I said, triazolam, oral midazolam, those are in the Valium family. So these are things that you need to discuss with your medical provider before you go on the Paxlovid. So really quickly here, Dr. O'Connor said President Biden has completed his full day of Paxlovid last night. He gets it for 5 days. His symptoms have improved. He did mount a temperature yesterday evening to 99.4. It responded favorably to Tylenol, acetaminophen. His temperature has remained normal since then. His symptoms remain characterized as rhinorrhea, which is runny nose, fatigue, with an occasional non-productive, now loose cough. His voice is deeper this morning, and your voice does change. My voice changed with COVID. And then his pulse, blood pressure, respiratory rate, and oxygen saturation remain entirely normal on room air, meaning he doesn't need supplemental oxygen. We believe Trump did. They said the president has tolerated treatment well. We will continue Paxlovid as planned. His symptoms will be treated supportively with oral hydration, making sure that he drinks fluids, acetaminophen, and albuterol inhaler that he uses as needed. The albuterol inhaler will help open up his lungs if he feels like he's not getting a good breath. His Eliquis and Crestor are being held during Paxlovid treatment and for several days after his last dose. During this time, it is reasonable to add low-dose aspirin as an alternative type of blood thinner. I hope it's enough. He said, as I stated previously, the doctor said the president is fully vaccinated, twice boosted, so I anticipate that he will respond favorably, as most maximally protected patients do. There has been nothing in the course of his illness thus far which gives me cause to alter this initial expectation. Early use of Paxlovid provides additional protection against severe disease. He will isolate in accordance with the CDC recommendations, and we will continue to monitor him closely during this very common outpatient treatment regimen. Dr. Kevin O'Connor said he will keep us up to date with changes. I like the guy. Sounds like he's doing a good job. I am a little nervous about Biden being off his blood thinner, but in order to take the Paxlovid, it's one of those things where, so as I said, this is something that I want to, you know, I am hoping he does well. Most people with COVID do well, but we have a 79-year-old man that is at high risk for stroke. Does make us a little nervous. On Wednesday, Biden had said this a couple days ago that he planned to speak with the Chinese leader, Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping wished him a speedy recovery. He said, I would like to express my deep sympathies to you and wish you a speedy recovery. And this is the first contact they've had in a few months. Their relationship has deteriorated over Taiwan, Ukraine. So it is nice that you do have multiple Republican leaders have wished Biden well. But, you know, we definitely have made some huge, huge progress from the fear we had in 2020 to what we're going through now. Now, keep in mind, it is a different virus. And most of us have had some sort of exposure. So we are seeing unvaccinated people, even though some are still ended up in the hospital, we have many unvaccinated people do fine with Omicron. So I credit Omicron being a much different beast than COVID-19, which I do think, you know, came out of a lab, whether accidentally or on purpose. And the variants, you know, luckily might be getting more mild. But also, a lot of us have had some sort of immunity. We've been exposed to it. We've been vaccinated. So much different picture, thank God. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The feds announced unemployment claims jumped to their highest level in 8 months as 251,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the week that ended July 16th. The numbers released by the Labor Department shows the job market is beginning to cool. Several cities will start to see electric Amazon delivery vans out on the road. The e-commerce giant bought 100,000 electric trucks as part of a plan to get to net zero carbon emissions by 2040. Amazon says it expects to have thousands of EVs in more than 100 cities by the end of this year. Alaska Airlines is reporting a flight was delayed earlier this week after two pilots who were supposed to fly the aircraft couldn't get along. Flight AS-1080 from Washington to San Francisco was prepared to take off when it returned to the gate in Washington.
Hope I don't see you.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, on Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is something that sadly has been predictable and predicted, and I wish it wasn't the case. But our U.S. military is having trouble getting new recruits. And there's a lot of reasons for this. In fact, CNN is reporting that they're going to be short 40,000 new recruits, according to the latest estimates. And this is, the U.S. Army is now projected for the next 2 years. It is going to, it's crucial. And they say we've got unprecedented challenges with both the post-COVID-19 environment and labor market, but also private competition with private companies that have changed their incentives over time. That's according to General Joseph Martin, Vice Chief of Staff of the Army. So the Army is projecting it will fall short of its fiscal year recruiting goal of as many as 10,000 troops, could miss a fiscal year 2023 recruiting goal of 28,000 troops. So they have an issue. And if they have an issue, we have an issue. So there's a survey that was done looking at current vets, current people in the military, and how much they would be likely to suggest and to recommend going to the military. And it looks like those numbers are plummeting. They say the number of service people, veterans, and spouses who would recommend a military career has now plummeted 12%. Now, according to this research from Military Family Advisory Network, they said that over the last few years, it sank at least 12 points to maybe 62.9% urging people to go into the military. Now, you know, we have been living in a time fairly peaceful for us, right? We don't have World War I, we don't have World War II. We don't have the Korean War. We don't have the Vietnam War. We don't have the Persian Gulf War. We don't have the Afghanistan War. But we do need to have a readiness. And we do need to be prepared for domestic terrorism and domestic issues, even if we aren't expecting somebody like China or North Korea to you know, go after us or Russia. And the fact that we have still thousands upon thousands of people, men and women, non-binary who want to defend our country is fantastic. But the culture is changing and things are different. First, we talked about how offering free college could hurt Army recruitment. Now, I'm not saying somebody goes into the Army because they want free college, but that was a huge incentive. For those people that couldn't afford college, I even considered it because I didn't have money for college. And so before I got a scholarship, I'm like, you know what? I do want to serve the country. You know, I've always wanted to be in the military because my father was in the military. I'm like, you know, maybe this is something I should consider. Well, then I got a scholarship, so I didn't join the military. I still have wanted to serve the country, so I've tried to serve it in other ways as a physician, doing community service, but it's not the same. Not the same as actually being in the military. So it's one of my biggest regrets in life that I haven't done that yet. Still could. But, you know, college was a very, very lucrative draw. Well, with all this talk of, well, we're going to make college free, as I said last year, that what's going to happen in terms of college, in terms of Army recruitment. Secondly, people aren't dumb. They see homeless veterans. They see people who did put their lives on the line, did give themselves to the military, and they don't get taken care of. When they're done, they're done. Why do we have anybody who served our country living on the streets? We seem to care more about new people coming to America than our own people who wanted to protect our country. So when you have, sadly, our vets not being taken care of, also debt, not able to get jobs, some of them have injuries, and those injuries prevent them from being able to hold certain jobs. So that's frightening. And then another issue that we've been talking about since the 90s is our youth is not physically fit like it used to be. You know, as kids, we used to climb trees, we used to fish, we used to throw rocks, we used to fight, you know, and punch each other by bleachers, and we used to run and get chased from our bullies and things like that. And so we were kind of skinnier kids. I was a skinny kid. But now, when, you know, now it's, okay, well, we're going to sit, we're going to do online schooling, yes, you could have your chicken nuggets, yes, you could have your carbs, yes, you could have dessert after breakfast, you could have dessert after lunch. We are obese. And our kids are only getting, you know, physical activity, maybe 2 or 3 PE periods a week. Why aren't they exercising every day? Why isn't PE every day? Why are classes conducted on walks? You know, all right, if we're going to read Shakespeare, we're going to quote Shakespeare, why don't we do it while we're walking? Why do we have to sit? We might as well walk. Kids don't learn how to use a gym. So we have a youth, a population that doesn't think they are going to handle the physical activity. So you got, you know, you also have this lack of respect for those in uniform. I mean, when I was growing up, you saw a military, if I see somebody in the military and I see an officer or I see a cadet or anybody in a uniform, you know, yeah, I'm like, huh. But, you know, I'm like, thank you for your service. I mean, I am so honored. I stop what I'm doing to honor them, always. Now, if I see a cop, if I see a firefighter, if I see a paramedic, if I see, you know, it's a respect. You don't have that respect. A lot of people, they just don't. And that, maybe it started after Vietnam War, where, you know, vets came back and they were, you know, ridiculed and, you know, spit on and, you know, and somehow, over the last few decades, people thought that it was okay to disrespect and ignore those in the military. So rather than you, like in the 1940s, going, I want to be that. It's, okay, well, no. You know, I'd rather be the Wolf of Wall Street, or I'd rather be Justin Bieber. The idols now are these TikTok, you know, people that are twerking and I don't know, you know, shaking their milkshakes or whatever, right? You know, all over the place. Those are the ones getting idolized. And on top of that, people are bringing up that the Army and the military is getting woke. They don't want to sit there through all those trainings. And they don't, they have, you know, many people who do want to go into the military, they don't want to have this sort of damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, they're thinking, okay, well, we're going to, you know, Navy SEAL it. We're going to be, you know, our troop is going to be in the field and, you know, yeah, we're going to be sleeping under rocks and all that, you know, and I'm for women being in the military and I'm for women being on the front line. But if a male officer or a male, you know, military, you know, whether they're in the Navy, Army, whatever, does not want to have to, you know, be next to a female and then be accused, well, wait a second, you know, I was harassed, I was this, you know, how, it's very frustrating. I've spoken to a lot of young men going, I don't want to be accused of harassing somebody, accused of somebody, if it's not going to be all dudes, then how do I protect myself against that? So there's a lot of things are changing. Now, mind you, you know, some things are changing for the good. I am very for women. I mean, you know, anybody, gay, anybody who wants to, you know, be there for our country and protect our country should be there. But you also have to listen to those that feel like they're getting stuck between a rock and a hard place. And if they feel that, you know, they could be at risk of, you know, being accused of something and, you know, they'd like to be in an all-guy barracks, is that a possibility? Or because the Army has to be woke, they have to have females and men, you know, even though the barracks are separate, but in terms of training, in terms of being on the front line, in terms of some of these camps, you know, have things gotten awkward for some of our military personnel, and is that a turnoff? So my issue with this is, it's not those of us on the outside going, oh wow, these are issues with the military. This study is saying people in the military are less likely to recommend it to others. All right, that means we're doing bad by our military personnel, because for them to say anything other than, yeah, they got our back, that means they're feeling, you know, slighted, they're feeling undermined, and it's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals Incorporated. Over 37 million people are living with HIV. As of 2019, Black Americans accounted for 44% of new HIV diagnoses, while Hispanic and Latino communities accounted for 30%. Despite these stats, significant progress has been made toward ending the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Today, living with HIV means you can still thrive by prioritizing your health and well-being. It calls for self-reflection, requires self-acceptance, and demands a daily commitment to living your best life. Fearless conversations with those around you, like your healthcare provider or loved ones, may not be easy, but can help you unlock the knowledge and support you need to thrive with HIV. Kamaria Laffrey is an HIV advocate and Positively Fearless ambassador.
Examples of Positively Fearless talks include disclosing your status with family, friends, and healthcare providers to identify treatment options. The right doctor who understands your specific needs can connect you to the right resources within the HIV community.
To learn more, visit PositivelyFearless.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So since I was on Pawn Stars, I haven't really watched a lot of reality TV. There's been a lot of shows like Storage Wars that I've seen a little bit of, American Pickers. I liked American Pickers. I didn't watch a lot of episodes. But American Pickers is really interesting, where Mike Wolff and Frank Fritz, although Frank Fritz hasn't been on the show since 2020, go around to antique stores or places that might have something that could be restored and then resold. So, you know, restoring something that looks like it's, you know, not usable to something that could be sellable is pretty cool. And some of these reality TV shows, fantastic concepts and really good draws. You aren't really seeing that much reality TV now, you know, hit, because it's all about now some really, really good stories and these mini series and what's streaming. So reality TV is starting to take a back seat. But some of the shows are still very, very popular, like Pawn Stars and American Pickers, Storage Wars, Bobby Flay's. That's like a little cooking competition. What is that where it's where you try to beat Bobby Flay? That one I like. I just don't have time to watch a lot of them. So I don't. But sadly, Frank Fritz of American Pickers has suffered a stroke, currently hospitalized, we're being told. He's only 56 years old. Now, we found out about this because his co-star, close friend, and actually former classmate, I think they both went to high school together, Mike Wolff, posted the news on Instagram. He said, "I have been very private in the past year in regards to Frank's life and the journey he's been on. There have been lots of opinions in regards to mine and Frank's friendship and the show. But now is not the time to set the record straight. Now is the time to pray for my friend. Frank has suffered a stroke and is in the hospital. Please keep him in your hearts and thoughts. Frank, I pray more than anything that you make it through this okay. I love you, buddy." Apparently, there's been some discussion that they've been fighting, and that's why he's been off the show. But he also had, Frank has had some medical issues. I was told that he left the show in 2020 because he had to have back surgery, and then he also had ongoing issues with Crohn's. Now, Crohn's disease does put you at risk for strokes. Crohn's disease is an inflammatory bowel disease. You have inflammation along the digestive tract, a certain pattern to it, and it could cause abdominal pain, severe diarrhea, fatigue, weight loss. You could be malnourished, and it could be so serious that sometimes they actually need to remove the parts of the colon or the parts of the intestine that are affected. It could be multiple segments, it could be small segments, it could be a lot. And so people who suffer from that are in pain. Sometimes they're on medications that, I know it looks like that, you know, he suffered from weight issues, but sometimes the medications for Crohn's could cause you to gain weight. But symptoms of Crohn's includes diarrhea, fever, fatigue, abdominal pain, cramping, you could have blood in the stool, your appetite could be off, obviously weight loss, you could have pain, and fistulas and things like that around the anus and rectum. It is not easy. And then also your appetite is off because you're suffering from pain. You could have weight loss. And other people with Crohn's could have other issues. They could have inflammation because it's inflammatory of the skin, eyes, joints. According to Mayo Clinic, the liver, bile ducts, you could get kidney stones. You could obviously become anemic because you're bleeding from it. And for kids, they could have delayed growth or sexual development. So Crohn's disease is serious, and you know, well, people will call in telemedicine saying, "Oh yeah, you know, I have irritable bowel, you know, give me some belladonna," or I think I ate a bad sandwich, you know, we don't always assume you have something like Crohn's, but these are things that have to get diagnosed in person. And so if you are having chronic issues, diarrhea, some blood in the stool, you need to get that checked out. So, as I said before, Frank Fritz suffering from a stroke, Crohn's disease could put him at risk. Now, he does also seem to have that, and this is something that's not very politically correct, but we doctors do have to be honest with patients about it. Patients sometimes have a look. You got the skinny, tall, kind of healthy looking people that could still have health problems, but then you have the shorter, more round. I'm not saying he's always overweight. I've seen pictures of him not overweight. But the larger neck, you know, belly, where's the fat by the belly, those sorts of shapes. You know, we used to call them apple, or some people, or, you know, people talk about apple or pear or things like that, but the apple-shaped, and I don't want to necessarily say he has this, but when you have men that, you know, especially men that have the large necks and the, you know, they wear their weight, you know, above their waist, they seem to have more cardiac issues. And so, you know, when I would see patients and I would look at them and, you know, I would be like, well, huh. You know, I need to be prepared. I could almost, and I hate to say this, I could almost predict that they were going to have diabetes or blood pressure or high cholesterol before I even met them. Or before I even interviewed them. And I'm not saying that because I want everyone to say, oh man, you're a good doctor. No, it's that there's a look to it. You know, yesterday, Die Hard 3 was on. I was getting ready for bed. Hubby was in bed. And Die Hard 3 was on. I was like, ooh, Bruce Willis. I love Bruce Willis. And Bruce Willis started to bald early. In fact, let me see. Hold on a second. Let me see. So Bruce Willis is in his 60s. So in the 80s, which was about 40 years ago, he was in his 20s. He was already balding. Early balding has been linked to heart disease. Heart disease has been linked to stroke, dementia, and Bruce Willis has been diagnosed with aphasia. Also, we've been told he's had some memory issues, which are symptoms of cognitive decline. Him balding early, we might have known he was at risk back in the 1980s when we saw him in Moonlighting and Die Hard. But nobody talked about it, nobody said anything. He's Bruce Willis. He was in great shape, muscular, sweaty, sexy. Loved Bruce Willis. I still have a crush on him. But here he is. I think he's about 67 years old, and he's suffering from aphasia, memory loss, possible cognitive decline. No one's necessarily given him a diagnosis of that, but aphasia, where you have difficulty speaking or saying what you want to say, could be a sign of cognitive decline. You just wonder, did that have to do with early balding? Or is early balding one of the signs? I really believe that humans give off signals of things, or they have looks to them. Remember we talked about Frank's sign, the diagonal crease in the earlobe? And I know people say it's a myth and they try to debunk it, but there has been studies going, you know, we do see a correlation with heart disease. With a diagonal crease in the earlobe. I really believe that there are people that have dermatological signs or features that will tell you right away that this is somebody who's going to have something wrong with them. And it's heartbreaking to see Bruce Willis, as vibrant as he was in the 80s and 90s, you know, have the issues he's having now, and he's only flipping 67. But one thing that did stand out, and I don't know much about his other history, if he had high blood pressure, or if he had... I think he also had a Frank sign. Hold on a second. Let me see if I have Bruce Willis. I could swear, because I have, you know, really looked at multiple Bruce Willis pictures. Okay, let me see if I see him having an ear sign. Or a Frank sign. Yep. Yeah, he does. He does have that little diagonal crease in the ear. Not that, you know, not that apparent, but yeah, he's got that. So when you see that, you start, you know, I really do think people will, you know, clue us in to some of the medical issues they could have. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.